This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. If you read about this year's official World Cup soccer ball, you might start thinking it has magical powers. It has a reduced number of panels stitched together. It flies truer than any other soccer ball out there. HBO host John Oliver was skewering FIFA the other day. He mentioned what he called the sausage principle.
I would like to talk to you about the sausage principle. The theory that says if you love something, never find out how it was made.
Well, in this case, we couldn't resist. Tracy Samuelson reports.
If you think a ball is just a ball, let's revisit the 2010 World Cup, when players went on television to bash the ball Adidas called the Jabulani.
Players aren't celebrating. Brazil's goalie called the ball horrible. Italy's goalie said it's a nightmare. And America's goalkeeper called it horse. Well, we can't say what he said.
So for this World Cup, Adidas designed the bazooka. It's textured with 50,000 mini bumps that give players better control. And it's stitched together from just six panels, each shaped like a propeller.
And what we were able to create then is a seam geometry that really does give us better aerodynamics. It does create a very stable and predictable flight.
Antonio Zea is the director of soccer innovation for Adidas. He says so far, players give the bazooka good reviews. So does Derek Lineweber, a physics professor at the University of Adelaide in Australia, who's tested the ball.
I'm describing it as the keeper's ball because that ball is going to behave exactly as the keeper expects. And so the players are going to have to be much more clever this year.
No more blaming the ball. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.